Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, we are talking about our joy. What is our joy even all about? Jeremiah 15:16, your words were found and I ate them. Your words were found and I ate them. And it says, and your word was to me the joy, not a joy, the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name. Oh, Elohim, Yahuwah of hosts. Your words were found. It means they were dug within me. They were dug into me. Found to found me. The foundation. Ne? They were dug into me. It says your words were found. And I ate them. They were deep within me, and I ate them. And then it says, and your word was to me a joy and a rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name. What is our joy here? The transition that is brought by the planting of the name and the word of the Father within our hearts. The transition that comes because of the planting of the word of the Father in our hearts. And our transformation, it says, because it says then, for I am called by your name. That's a transformation. It means he has lost his own name now. He has taken on the name of the Elohim. What a joy. Mfundisi Mota.
Hey, what a joy indeed, Mfundisi. The word of God, indeed, it is our spiritual food.
Hallelujah.
And as it's being preached, as I am listening to you right now, you are planting a seed in my heart.
Glory to the living
God. As I am listening now, the word of God, it is found in me. Liyangena ngiwukudla emphefumulweni wami. So ingakho kubalulekile ukuthi sili receive with open hearts so that it can be engrafted in our soul. And when it is engrafted in soul, we know noma ngabe kuthiwa sibhekana naziphi izimo, ama trials esibhekana nawo, but we know ukuthi we are called by his name. In other words, that joy brings that it is no longer I who lives, but it's him. So whatever that is happening in my life, I am looking unto him because I am found in his word. His word is being engrafted and rooted. I am rooted in his word, the word of the Father.
Mm.
That is why James then count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you fall through various trials and tribulation.
Mm.
Because sometimes this year, it's a joy, umangabe, sifuna, it is not joy when things are going well.
Mm.
But it is when the word of God is so engrafted in our heart, in our soul, when we are found in the word of God, we will be able even to rejoice when we go through trials and tribulation.
Mm.
And because we know that the testing of our faith, it will bring us patience.
Mm.
And because we understand that whatever the Father is doing, but he is waiting for his people and for his glory.
Mm.
Because we are called by his name. So we no longer representing our own name here, but we are representing him.
Mm.
So joy comes with that. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit, according to Paul 5:22. Joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Joy comes with the choice when one, you know, chooses to believe that whatever now, but I will always rejoice because my joy is in the Lord. And sibeke ukuthokoza kwethu sikubeke kuNkulunkulu, we shall be able to rejoice even if noma ngabe twice it has hlasela sishisa imoto or sishisa whatever that you have, but you will always be praising Father. you will always be praising God because you have put your joy not on the things that are tangible, but you have put your joy in His name. And it, understanding and knowing His name, that brings joy. And it gives you the strength in Mfundisi, and you will understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasebenza empilweni yakho, kusebenza yena, so that others, you know, can be saved, because indeed we are the light of the world. So it brings us that joy, and we understand ukuthi Mfundisi, the joy comes from the Father. Romans 15 verse 13, it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Joy, it is not the absence of trial, but it is the presence, when you know that you have the presence of the Holy Spirit. And again, we see that it comes from the Father, and it is God who filled us so that we may be able to stand and firm and be glorious at all times and praise Him in all circumstances.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, church.
Good
you
afternoon.
See, the topic that you have touched today, the topic of joy. Actually, by just talking the word joy, you smile. But what I can comment on this time is, you don't get joy for free. You will never get a testimony without a test. And I thank you for everyone who is contributing towards this conversation. May the Lord bless you and increase you in the spiritual life. Amen.
Thank you so much. May the Father be glorified in all this. We give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There is no one like Him in our lives. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. When we talk about joy, what are we talking about? When we talk about joy, what does it imply? And today, can we say without a doubt that we understand the joy of the Father in us? Do we understand the joy of the Father in us? And of course, also the aspect of joy. What does the word say with regards to that? Some of the levels of joy we don't discuss much about. I am keen to hear about that. You know, even when you go want a song about joy, you get songs like "Joy to the World." But I understand. Please, I'm not looking at that down. I'm saying so much is suppressed when it comes to this. And then I want to agree with the previous caller. So much is suppressed. And I add, so much is suppressed when it comes to this, because this is our strength. This is where the strength of the righteousness of the Father is found, being fitted in us for the glory of the Father. And this is something that the devil is very much afraid and weary of and does not want to see in the lives of people. So you should always be filled with misery and all these things, a bad diet, lying all your way. And then, this is just fine. And that is where the problem is. That is where we miss out.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Bab Kumalo.
Okthola Pastor.
Thula mngani wami.
Thula kubalaleli we radio pulpit. Nabafundisa studio. Hey. Umbi yakhe Kumalo lo khulubayo babona.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, see this cut impela. sagcina ukukhuluma emsakazweni.
Yeah.
Eh ngisondezele topic lena.
Mm.
What is joy?
Yeah.
Brare. And azongikhumbuza kude ma uthi una 30 years experience usebenza ku radio pulpit.
No.
Ungikhumbuza umzukwane ngaku 1998. Yeah.
Mm.
Ungibuyisele emoya impela man, uyangikhumbuza ngale njabulo le.
Mm.
Injabulo esinayo ifunyanwa ngokuza kuJesu.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Tweyelizwe yadlula.
Yeah.
Injabulo futhi lena eza ngezwi. Eyazi mangabe siloko silifundizwe sihlangana nezinto ezisiduduzayo. Libanzi ke izwi ngokuchaza kwalo. Kodwa njena einto eniningi like mawuxabana nabantu. Izwi lithi hlalisanani ngokuthula nabo bonke.
Mm.
Uma bekuthukuthelisa bekuphambanisa izwi lithi ukuphindisela kungokwami. Liphinde lithi ungaphindiswa kubi ngokubi, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, kuningi man okwenza ukuthi sibe nenjabulo, yazi injabulo le etholakala ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Ubheke nje uJesu ukuthi uma bengizondile baba bangangifuna nani kuzoba kanjalo kunina, ukuba bangithandile nani bayonithanda. Mm. Kodwa siyayazi yonke lento eyenzakele ngoJesu.
Hey, butata.
Pastor Rayman, kunzima ukuba umuntu emhlabeni ongasindiswanga, ongalazi izwi.
Mm.
Eh, kunzima man, because izimo zonke lezo uma zikufica zikuthola ungenali izwi. Ziyakuthuthi impela, zihamba nawe.
Mm.
But kuba mnandi man, wazizwi. Uyazi recently kunomunye umngane wami besiloko sixabana naye lana, ngithukuthele nami interfere into enzami ngingazange ngimvumele, had ukuthi ngepolice station ukuthi bamkhuze. Yazi Pastor Ray, umoya kaNkulunkulu ungibonise ukuthi into ukuthela nayo lo muntu lo.
Mm.
Ibangwa yile nto ekuthiwa yi-depression manje. UNkulunkulu emoyeni wakho eyingcwele wathi kumina, khulekisa lo muntu lo, ungabisalwa naye.
Mm.
Ngoba konke lokhu akwenzayo uphansi kwengcindezelo yokungazi izwi.
Mm.
Ngoba nokuzwa kasezwa uma ukhuluma naye, uma ukhuluma okunye uphendule okunye, uma umtshela lo uyazi nje eyi badidekile abantu Pastor. Ngazibona ngingecala nami ukuthi awayi fanele ngempela ngiyise umuntu ngingabi nesineke sokuthi ngenze okushiwe yizwi.
Mm.
Ngazibona ngisephutheni nje likhulu.
Yeah.
Elokuthi bese ngiqile sengiyaphindisela, ngifuna ukwenza izinto ngawami amandla. Hey.
Mm.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu emohle Pastor Ray, injabulo iphinde ifike uma usulenza futhi izwi uligcina. Mm. Uma usulukhumbulile.
Yeah.
Ngoba kukho okudlula lokho kunokuthi izwi lisithukuthelise sibe nenkani, fanele siguquke sizalwe kabusha siphenduke bubini bethu esibenzayo senze right Pastor Ray.
Mm.
Angazi uzoyichaza ngithini le njabulo lena ngoba hey uma ulinda uNkulunkulu phezu kwalokujaha okungako okukhona ezweni, kuba nenjabulo, yazi kuba nokuthula emoyeni womuntu ngoba uyazi ukuthi impumelelo isendleleni kukho konke akuthembisile uNkulunkulu ezweni lakhe.
Yeah.
Maningi ama-scripture Pastor Ray, so ukhulumile nangawo, bakhulumile nangawo abanye abalaleli radio pulpit.
Mm.
Ngiyathemba ukuthi uma sihlanganisa zonke lezi zinto lezi zizoletha ukuqonda kuthina nale njabulo esikhuluma ngayo ukuthi iyinjabulo enjani, ayifani ngempela neyasezweni. ikhethekile ngoba ivela ekuthenini ulizwa kanjani izwi likaNkulunkulu, uli-aplaya kanjani empilweni yakho. Uma likushintsha shintsha mzalwane, uma liqinisa qina. Kodwa nje fanele sihlale sinenjabulo. Ngiyajabula nami Pastor Ray ukuthi ngibe nani la ku-Radio Pulpit again. Yazi i-radio lena ekade nginayo lana beyingasakwazi ukuthi ifake i-Radio Pulpit until ngihlalela phansi last week njengoba seyibamba i-stage kanje. Ngiyajabula kakhulu Pastor Ray. Naboma network bebengekho ngivakashelele ekhaya kagogo. But nje injabulo yokuba phakathi kwenu nayo iya-eda kule njabulo lesikhuluma
ngayo. Absolutely.
Nkulunkulu asibusise Pastor Ray. Asenze sihlale sijabulile. Simthokozela, sithokozela iqiniso lakhe. Ukuthula makwande babo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Awuzeke.
Amen Pastor Ray.
Amen. Right, when we speak of joy, when we speak of joy also, we speak of the seed of the enduring acts of evangelism. There is nothing as painful as evangelism, you know, sowing. And as Ugotri had said earlier on, Wab Kumalo had said it, touched on it, that you become ridiculed at times because of the joy you have. And you experience tribulations and trials. And we are told that when this is happening on account of the Father, rejoice. The joy of the Father is also our victory over all forms of attacks. Paul says, I'm pressed on all sides and not crushed. Beaten every day, imprisoned, others are even killed. But the hope of his higher calling keeps us going. And that thing in itself is our joy. Psalm 126 verse 5 says, those who sow in joy, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. The result of salvation over much tribulation is joy. Joy is the result of salvation over much tribulations. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, there is a great reward, which is, you know, joy after all the tribulations and the suffering that we go through because of our salvation. So that's why that we should not really see.
I didn't hear you, Jabu. Mhlambe so khona la udlula khona sekunjani njani. We seem to have lost him a bit. But let me we seem to have lost him a bit. Sipho, joy is the result of salvation that comes after much tribulations. You spoke something, said for 10 years. 10 years.
It's true. And that's our joy. That's the hope for our joy. You know, so, and also, we should always, you know, keep our hearts joyful. Because at first I spoke about happiness. Not confuse happiness and joy. Let us not rely on the material things to be happy. Let us not rely on the worldly things for us to be happy. Because that is short-lived. But rely on the eternal things, eternal promises, you know. Eternal word that is standing forever. You know, the word of God in the book of Proverbs, I think 17:22, it says, you know, like a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
Yeah.
So in other words, we should always keep our hearts joyful. And how do we do that? Let us focus on the eternal promises that God has made in his word. Let us the Word of God says, fixing our eyes on Jesus as the author and the finisher of our salvation. That is how to keep our hearts joyful. And that becomes good medicine. You find out that you become even contagious. Joy is contagious. Even in the workplace, people will love to be around you because of the joy of the Lord. Not that you've got, like, you know, material things to give to them. Sometimes even your jokes, they can't laugh at them. They are boring. But because of this joy that is within your heart, they just want to be around you. You know, that's how contagious is joy. It is good medicine. So let us at all times open our hearts for the for Yehovah Elohim to always fill us with his joy so that we can really be glad and also, you know, like be able to enjoy this journey up to the point where we finish the race.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Vuyelwa Nongoma says, the day I accepted God as my Lord and Savior in 2019, to know the truth, I was shocked how lost I was. But now that I know the truth, Psalms 100 verses 1 to 2. Thank you so much, Vuyelwa there. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Hello there, hi.
Sabona mfundisi Ray, nabafethu laba befundisi ke umotha ke nobhungane ke nomndeni wonke ke kwe radio topic.
Babongani siyabonga.
Yebo, awu namhlanje angithumelanga ke ilokhudana ke iWhatsApp.
We miss it so much.
If phone ke hayi khaba ithathile ke khona abantu bavuka ekuseni baye emsebenzini, kube khona abantu ke abavuka ke ekuseni bayosebenza ke abantu ke eGoli.
Awu Nkosi yami, ngiyaxolisa.
Kodwa ke okuhle ke njobe ibithethwe ke ngolesine ke hawu namhlanje ekuseni ke ngithola umchafazo ke ophuma kuyishole insuku ukuthi hayi cha angilandeke enye.
Siyabonga.
Sibonge lo musa ke.
Haleluya.
Isihloko ke injabulo ke noma ke intokozo. Intokozo isithelo sikamoya, intokozo njoba ke sebeshilo ke nabafethu ke encwadini yabaseGalathiya ke 5:22.
Yeah.
The spiritual meaning of joy is an unshakable awareness that we possess good from God. Joy is part of God's kingdom. Harmony and painless being are spiritual qualities in view in our lives. Sometimes, though it may seem like hard work to feel a spiritual consistent joy, ngafunda ke encwadini ke abase Roma 14:17 ke ngoba ke isikhathi asikho ke sifunde ke la ivesi ke bekukhuluma ke uJesu ke encwadini kaJohane ke isahluko 15:11. Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This joy is more than a happy feeling. It's a lasting emotion that comes the choice to trust that God will fulfill his promise. Joy is necessary in the life of a Christians. It is a sign of our fruit. It builds perseverance though tries, and it is important for the full life Jesus wants us to have. Sibese siyafunda ke la ngelo khuzana ke intokozo ke yokusindiswa ke njengoba ke bashilo sehlabelela ke lo mhlabeleli ethi it was a happy day when I was born again, bakusindiswa abazalwane. Kumele sithi it was a joyful day when I was saved. Kusekhona ke ezulwini uma ke kusindiswa ke isoni esodwa, umphefumulo owodwa uma uzuzeka ke kuba nenhlokomo ke emangalisayo ke ezulwini. Siyakufunda ke lokho encwadini ke kaLuka ke isahluko 15:7 ukuthi ke all heaven is joyful when a person and accept God's provision of salvation. Kamoyo ingwele, okusenzi wake, kubantu ke laba ke, abebe ngamaGentiles, abebe ngasindiswanga.
Yeah.
Nathi ke kumele ke sijabule ke uma sizwa ke ngemisebenzi kamoya oyingwele, usenzeka ke ebandleni ke makusindiswa ke nokwenza ke imangaliso. The joy of spiritual maturity.
Yes.
As the Holy Spirit works in us to bear more fruit.
Yeah.
We become confident in God's promises and rejoice in our walk with Him and with other believers. Melele sithokoze ke uma sikhula ke emoyeni.
Yeah.
And futhi ke la ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu uma sisebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Kumele sithokoze ke sifaneke nabantwana baIsrayeli uma umphongolo ubuphakathi kwabo bebejabula ke ngendlela ke emangalisayo ngoba ke uNkulunkulu ebengaphakathi kwabo. The Holy Spirit draws us to God in whose presence we can know true joy. Without the Holy Spirit, no one will seek God. And ngempela nje njoba bebesho ke nakule ncwadi ke uPhilippians chapter 4 verse 4 ukuthi sithokoza enkosini bathi ke lithaba mumurele
ngempela
ke ayikho ke injabulo nentokozo ke esingayithola ke ngaphandle kwesendlini kaNkulunkulu. Psalms 16 verse 11.
Yeah.
You will fill me with joy.
Yes.
In your presence.
Yes.
With eternal pleasures at your right hand. Fill me with joy in your presence. With eternal pleasures at your right hand. Eternal pleasures at your right hand. Lapho zobe zikhishwa ke indodana kaNkulunkulu esandleni sokunene ke sikaNkulunkulu. UMateyu 2 verse 10 uMary ke nabelusi bathokoza ke bethokozela ke ukuzalwa ke uka Emmanuel indodana ke kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
We allow our joy to become an action as we express it, although sometimes joy can be so great it is inexpressible. Joy is not to be found in a fallen world. It is only fellowship with God that gives us complete joy. Singafunda the 1 John chapter 1 verse 4. This joy that I have, the world cannot give it to me. Izwe ngeke lisinikeze le ntokozo esinayo ngoba ke bebeshilo ke abafethu ukuthi ke le njabulo enginayo ifunyanwa ke ngokuzake kuJesu. Angibonge ke ngoba ke baningi abasafuna ukungena ke nami ke ngibaleleke la emsakazweni ngoba ke kusinwa ke udedelwane.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Angibonge bangabe ke sekhona ithuba usho ke ngingene ke futhi ke kodwa ke abakhuluma abafethu nodade wethu ke. Danko,
bye-bye. Awuzeke. Siyabonga kakhulu, babongane. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. There's none like Him in our lives.
Receive your dose of inspiration on Thursday Live from 6 to 7 p.m. on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.
Come live the life at 657 a.m.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
I don't know if you remember this song because Babongan, Uibambile, and we were just talking about this. Such a joy. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Ntsoro wa mina.
Mfundisi wa mina.
Ndivulelana ngapha, amadoda bangumsindo.
Hey, yana nalanga kithi mfundisi wami.
Kana mambo mfundisi.
Kana mambo mfundisi.
Awuzeke. Ah, nini bambe kuthi ngifuna ukubamba kafishana mfundisi.
Awuzeke, chubeka.
Uyabona? Uthe la emhlabeni mfundisi. ukuze thina uma sibona uJesu sibe nentokozo lephelele mfundisi.
Ya.
Thina abantu siba nentokozo ngendawo mfundisi. Umapheka amahenyahenya abeke amazambana nenyama mfundisi. Abeke lapha intokozo enye nakhonisile kuba babheka kambe sikhulu ngonto sesisiya abheke nomama.
Ya.
Uyabona mfundisi, le ntokozo manje ayisike ingaphelele mfundisi. Intokozo yethu kufuna iphelele uma sicabanga ngezulu.
Ya.
Uthi ngelinye ilanga kodwa sezulwini.
Ngempela.
Kodwa izulu lingakuphi? Ungabuza omunye umfundi, ngathi izulu.
Lingakuphi?
Ikhala bangcwele likuphi?
Ya.
Athi hey alumalume naye. Ethi manje mina ngokubona kwami ngicabanga ukuthi izulu lingale kwelanga ngale. Manje kuba la mfundisi ngambiko lengayifunda ngo-1981 engaqinikezeziwanga mfundisi amamiliyoni amaningi ukuya elangeni.
Ya, kakhulu kakhulu.
Manje-ke kodwa iphelodeze mfundisi enye indawo naye leyo mfundisi. Manje-ke angifuna ukuyibamba kude mfundisi ngenxa yani mfundisi. Iphelodeze thina bantu sibe nentokozo uma sicabanga ngeparadeze.
Ya. Yeah.
Sibele siliphuphi iparadesi, iparadesi ingakuphi? Kukuphi la uAdamu wagejwa khona mfundisi? Kukuphi la Adamu kade ahlala khona? Angikwazi phela ke. Kodwa imicabango uyafunafuna, ifunafuna mfundisi. Manje ngifuna sibe nentokozo mfundisi. Ngentokozo ilethwa insindiso ngoba iBhayibheli lithi umbuso kaNkulunkulu asiwukudla nokuphuza. Kodwa iBhayibheli ayisifungela isongo lithi ikululama. Nikutaka nirehanzi kwana mfundisi manje ke intokozo yasilahlekela thina abantu ngenxa yani mfundisi yokungaphelele siwange kukholweni
ngempela
ufuna lapho umphosi bophasta Jablane bomphosi uPaulo bomphosi Pastor Motha kodwa uKornelio Pastor Motha
ukhona ukhona emfundisi
uKornelio uKornelio
uKornelio
ngibona baba
ya uKornelio Pastor ukuthi phakele izwi likaNkulunkulu. Senentokozo. Kanomfundisi.
Kanimambo mfundisi mina na cancer. Hey madoda. Siyathokoza. I once played this song and I was in trouble. Let me play it again. It says we rejoice. It's not a political song as I heard in the complaints. Pascaline Mudiba, Google her. So her first album, by the way. Yeah, so minute come. Enjoy.
When Jehovah, when no namanja, we in Tabulo, see a togoza. When Jehovah, when no namanja, we in Tabulo. Togoza when Jehovah when no namanda uyintabulo siyathokoza sibonga thando sibonga intindiso singayenza ningaphande kwakho awu siyabonga baba uthando Sibonga uthando, sibonga intindiso, singayenzani ngaphandle kwakho. Awu siyabonga baba, uthando lwakho sithuphakeme, siyathokoza. We Jehova, wena namandla, uyinjabulo, siyathokoza. Jehovah, when no namanda, uyintabulo siyathokoza. When Jehovah, when no namanda, uyintabulo siyathokoza. Sibonga uthando, sibonga intsimiso, singayenzani ngaphandle kwakho. Siyabonga baba uthando lwakho sithu phakeme siyathokoza we Jehova
wena namandla
uyinjabulo
siyathokoza
yelele mama we Jehova
wena namandla
namandla uyinjabulo
siyathokoza.
I like it, I like it, I like it. Listen to this.
Pastor,
yeah,
lapho e studio. We rejoice also knowing that our bodies are His temple. His spirit is inside us, is living inside us. We said we shouldn't look far or anywhere or be fooled by people saying His kingdom can be seen by works or actions, but it is right inside us. It's not far away. It is reachable. We are living and breathing His kingdom. That is joy.
Yeah.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Hey, Maureen.
Here is the song I am bringing. It is Sinastala Sijabulile, amen. Hallelujah. Sinastala Sijabulile, amen. Hallelujah. Sinastala Sijabulile, amen. Hallelujah. Sinastala Sijabulile, amen. Hallelujah. Batistala sijabulile, amen. Hallelujah. Sihlala sijabulile, amen. Hallelujah. This is a song I'm bringing.
Yeah.
Why? Because of Tina Sisi. Sihlala sijabulile ngaso sonke isikhathi. Sihlala sijabulile, amen. Hallelujah. Tina sihlala sijabulile, amen. Hallelujah. Tina sihlala sijabulile, amen. Hallelujah. Tina sihlala sijabulile, amen. Bathu yeza uJesu, amen. Hallelujah. Bathu yeza uJesu, amen. Hallelujah. Ay uyeza uJesu, amen. Hallelujah. Ay uyeza uJesu, amen. Hallelujah. Tina sihlala sijabulile, 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 amen. Hallelujah. This is the song I am bringing. Ngoba tina sihlala sijabulile. We give praise to God. Thank you very much. Good evening, Radio Pulpit, Pastor Ray, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you very much.
Siyabonga kakhulu mama, siyabonga. Inkosi kubuse ngendlela esimanga. So much joy. So much joy. I'm so happy to get a call from Umama Maureen Pakula. We really appreciate you, ma'am. Thank you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Tom Petson Walala, what's on your mind, sir?
Greeting, my beautiful family. I would like just to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd like just to thank you, Pastor Ray, for this powerful topic in this evening.
Glory to the Father.
The joy of the Lord. And I believe this, the joy of the Lord, it comes and you have that joy when you know that He is God of the day and God of the night. And you remain trusting in Him no matter what. That's how joy of the Lord, it remains. And you know the future, the better future that we're going to have with the Lord together. That's why Jesus, He prayed for us and He told us that let your heart not be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. Because this He knows, that even though people, they will be faithfully to me, there is sometimes they will be thinking that God has forgotten them. But those that are still holding to the word of God, really joy shall remain with them. So I believe that the joy of the Lord is when we know the scripture and we take the word of God that this is true. And this is my confidence. And I'm going further in the word of God by knowing that one day I'll meet with the King. I'll meet with the King of Kings, the Creator of the universe. And that's only the joy that it's going to continue in us because we are rooted to the word of God. We are connected to the Lord. We are connected to the word of God. And quickly, I'd like just to read the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 133, verse number 1. Behold, how great and present it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard, of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of harmony which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessings like forevermore. So this is how the joy of the Lord remain inside of us no matter what. Because we know that He is our strength, He is our pillar. And when we continue chapter 134, Bible said, come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. This is how we, when we are filled with the joy of the Lord, and we know that we are servants of Him, of His, and we honor Him by knowing that is our joy. That's why even time when Jesus was teaching and He knew that people, they're enjoying and they have the joy with my teaching. And the disciples, they say, no, Lord, now it's dark and it's too long. Let them go and buy themselves the food to eat. And Jesus asked, who's going to give them the food to eat? So we see this joy when we have joy. Our mind always is focusing for the things of the Lord. To God be all the glory, my brothers and sisters. When we remain faithfully before the Lord, and the joy of the Lord will never depart from us. May you all be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, we really appreciate. Thank you very much. Tom Petson, Walala. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Kerumeng Matlhari.
Shalom, 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 shalom.
Tuda.
Yeah. The joy. Yeah, homo sebeleza. I see habunolo. Because uhlowa ke batho ba hlwaela nnete ba o reject le bona bana ba reng ba dumela the same brothers the same sisters who say they are in the same race e re tsamayang ka ga yona ba o hatela the truth abana. Dolens will rejoice always. Sometimes I understand. Joy, Yahom Sebeleza, without salary. Abantu bapusha matroli. When I own even in nothing, but only that smile. Now Nante entabisang, sharing the ways of Messiah. More than anything, kishara hole thata ona le batho ba entate ona phela mnathi ka noko ke na le pain, understand? So me aba ya prare abele wena hey, sometimes I give my message testimonies how but ke wa di groove mo mmele hey brother hey reske ka bua ka ya pele ke a leboga aba ya abele wena o ba dumedise mo studio shalom
tuda re ke yo a shiwe ke wa di groove mo mmele saya yo ai u lokile ntate u lokile ka la mbua yalo u lokile. All right, memory in Hanyani Fela. I haven't played this one. I need to.
Greetings to Radio Pulpit. Kubafundisi bonke. Greetings to you, Brother Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Ngiyezwa niyakhuluma ngetopic yokukhuluma ngani ngejoy. Tina stala si jabulile ngasonke isikhathi. Here is the word. I will not be long. Here is the word that I am bringing about joy. It's Romans chapter 14 verse 17. It reads as follows. For God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of the righteousness, peace, and joy which the Holy Spirit gives. Thina sihlala sijabulile ngasonke isikhathi. That is why we always siyenzani sihlala ngasonke isikhathi. We give praises to him. We give songs that praises God. And here is another word. Engilethayo. Psalms 95. It reads as follows from verse 1. It is a song of praise. Psalm 95. A little verse 1. Come, let us praise the Lord. Let us sing for joy to God who protects us. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs of praise. For the Lord is a mighty God, a mighty King over all the gods. He rules over the whole earth, from the deepest caves to the highest hills. He rules over the sea which he made, the land also which himself formed. Come, let us bow down and worship him. Let us kneel before the Lord, our God. He is our God. We are the people he cares for, the flock which he provides. So this is the way that I am bringing, Mina. A song of praise. Ngempela we should, in verse 2, yasho kahle ukuthi, let us come before him with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs of praise, for the Lord is a mighty God, a mighty King over all the gods. So I will even bring again amazwi we joyful because of Tina. We delight in him. We are happy in him. So that is why we found us sicula siculele yena. We give praise to him. Why? Because of our hearts are joyful. So, I will bring another word. For now, this is the word that I am bringing. Psalms 95. Nalele ngilethile linye futhi. So, I'll bring another one if I still have time to bring another word about joyful. Because of Tina, we are always delighted in him. The word of God. Thank you very much. Good evening, Brother Ray, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. We really appreciate. Look, man, time has really gone, and we need to wrap it up, unfortunately.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, 6:57 a.m. Let me give you each at least a minute to wrap it up. Jabu, finally, what do you say? Okay, I've lost to Jabu. Ukhona Jabu?
Thank you very much, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, I don't know if you can hear me.
I can.
Yes. All right, no, thank you very much. My final words will be to say that let us always, you know, rejoice as per the instruction of the Lord. In Psalm 118, verse 24, the word of God says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and declare in it. Every day, let us approach it with the joy of the Lord and we'll see how our lives will be different. Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much. And Mfundisi Mota.
Mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu. Elam lokugcina nje, I will say that joy comes from God. It comes from the Father. The Messiah says in John 16, verse 24, until now you have not asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Our Lord and Savior, I want us to experience the fullness of joy. And how can we ask in him if we have no relationship with him? How can we ask on his name if we do not have relationship with him. So firstly, we need to have a relationship with our Savior, and we shall be able to use the authority, because his name is his authority.
Mm.
And we shall be able to use the authority, and we'll have a great joy when we know that our Father will definitely answer us.
Yeah, absolutely. Sipho, ekugcineni.
Asibonge mfundisi amathuba, this call an opportunity to be in his presence, and his presence, mfundisi, that's where we see the fullness joy of the Lord. And by the little mfundisi, we should not quench the Spirit of God, because he is the one who will always supply and give us the joy that we desperately need in times where we are in trials, where times of tribulation, where we see mfundisi tough times, but the Holy Spirit is there to guide us and to give us the strength that is in the Lord. So to protect our joy, not to love the things of the world, and not to love the things to love the world is an enmity to God. So let us continue to love God, and if we love him, we'll keep his word, and his word will have fullness of joy in that word.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just a little bit of this before we go. Next week we are going to be talking about forgiveness. What is forgiveness? We will be touching on that a bit.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
It's been great. It's been wonderful. Blessings to you. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like him in our lives. Yahuwah Elohim.
He washed my sins away.
Thank you, Chabu. We appreciate you. Blessings to you. Awuzeke.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Awuzeke. Sipho, thank you. Hayi ngizanga kahle kodwa kulungile. Mfundisi Matha, thank you.
Mhlekazane, sibonga kakhulu. Mfundisi Jabulani, Mfundisi Sipho, abalaleli emakhaya, ngiyanithanda kakhulu. UNkulunkulu ngiyanibusise. Amen.
Blessings to you, sir. May the Father bless you. Thank you so much. Tuda. Rabba.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.